You already have what it takes to persist. For persistence is nothing more than continuing to do what you've been doing all along. Persistence makes the difference between no achievement and great achievement, and persistence is available to all who choose it. The enemy of persistence is that little voice that you hear in your head that urges you to give up. You know that voice. When you hear that voice, remember that you don't have to do what it says. No, 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 no. And you don't have to fight it either. Just listen to the voice. Allow it to have its say and then calmly let it go. Yes, let it go. Keep on going and you'll quickly be beyond it. Remember often, with great details and passion, why you've chosen to do what you're doing. Keep your focus on the goal. Keep your focus on the prize. And know that by continuing to process on your journey one step at a time, you'll get there. Persistence isn't complicated, and it doesn't require you to uncover some deep, dark, closely guarded secret. You have what it takes, my friend, if you'll simply choose to do what it takes and persist until the job is done. Ralph Marson. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and we are glad that you have come again to join us for another dynamic show with another dynamic MLM Diva of choice. Each week, we bring this show to you thanks to our awesome sponsors, PM Marketing Network Leads with Peter Mingles. We are able to bring you this dynamic show where we feature the top of the top in the industry of network marketing, direct sales, and MLM. These ladies have been there, done that. They've built successful teams. They're doing training. They're coaching. And now they're giving up their valuable time and donating all their knowledge, their inside secrets. I call it straight talk from the MLM Diva experts themselves. So first of all, we'd like to thank all the divas that have been on the show, and thank you for continuing to listen to us. All of our people in Asia, Europe, Australia, we even got people in South Africa, all across the United States, and also Canada, as they listen in when we podcast our show through iTunes and also going to our website and listening in. And for you that join us live, remember, just because you're here live, that means you're going to be entered into our drawing that's sponsored by PM Marketing Network Leads, where someone tonight is going to walk away with 5,050 free leads. So don't you dare hang up. You got to be there when your name is called. And if you haven't registered quickly, go to Mentoring, M-E-N-T-O-R-I-N-G, from hyphen MLM Divas with the S, live.com, and register, because I will be picking someone. Someone's going to walk away with 5,050 free leads. You know what, my friend? It will not be you if you don't. Hurry up and go register. So go to Mentoring from hyphen MLMDivasLive.com right now. Yes. And while you're there, once you register, go ahead and sign up for our once-a-week newsletter, where you'll be able to find out firsthand who our diva's going to be and who all of our guests are going to be on our other shows. All of our shows are here to empower women to go for their dreams and visions and steps beyond, for sure. Now, with all that stuff out the way, I want to talk about our diva choice, because she is sizzling hot, and I am so excited that she has agreed to be on our show. Her name is Sheila W. Francis, and she's our MLM Diva of Choice. Her topic tonight is going to be Running with Divas, the Power of the Pack. But before we get going, let me tell you a little bit about Sheila. Sheila W. Francis holds a doctorate degree in psychology and is a former psychology professor, having spent several years in social services focused on increasing the well-being of children. Dr. Francis helped open a local emergency shelter for families, a community thrift store, and now she serves as board of president for Children's Emergency Shelter. Now, that is dynamic. Sheila has always believed that network marketing is community at its finest, offering hope and opportunity in ways that no other industry does. She has been in the network marketing industry for several years and has found the company that feels like home to her, and the health and wellness industry. Along with her business partner, she formed a team of distributors and began building a strong foundation for their shared success. Based on well-founded model, Sheila developed a winner circle, which is a small group of dedicated distributors who committed to an intensive 90-day laser focus on their business. And I am so glad to have her here. She is all about creating personal touch and all about building successful businesses. And she's here today to share her insider secrets, Running with the Divas. Ooh, you know I like that title, The Power of the Pack. So without further ado, I am pleased to bring her on. It's your time to shine, Sheila W. Francis. Are you there?
I am absolutely here, and I am delighted and excited to be a diva with you tonight.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. You know, before we get into the questions, let's talk a little bit about how you got in this industry. Now, I know your bio says you've always believed in network marketing, but who first introduced you and why did you decide, yeah, network marketing, this is going to be for me?
Well, a number of years ago when I lived in Omaha, Nebraska, I was teaching at Creighton University, and I had a friend and a colleague who was a massage therapist. And she introduced me to a company, a health and wellness company, and I got involved in it, and I just saw the value. I just saw how wonderful it is when people really work together. The company didn't stay in business, and over the years I continued to teach and do other kinds of things, as you've already indicated from my bio, but I always knew that community at its finest is when people really work together to help each other cross the finish line. And I've never seen a job, a career, or a business that offers that like network marketing does.
You are so right about that. And that's why, you know, this industry is just growing. My goodness. You know, it used to be you find people that didn't know anything about network marketing. Now, most of the people that you run into, they have somewhere along the line dealt with it, knew someone with it. Aren't you finding that?
Absolutely. And what's exciting is that the overall credibility of the field has just taken a huge leap. And I know with the recent comments that Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump said about network marketing and their co-shared book, that if they started over, network marketing would be how they would do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that speaks volumes. And the fact that a professor, I think it's at the Chicago School of Business, actually teaches a course on network marketing now as a viable model of business.
You're right about that. It's the way to go. I mean, young people are coming out of college, and they are really getting into network marketing. In fact, they're getting into it while they're in college as a way to help them. You know, they feel like, why should I look for a job? I'll just go ahead and join a company that I feel like that I can market, and it's a lot easier. I can work it on my time. So I'm finding that more and more young adults are getting in the industry, aren't you?
Well, yes, and you know what? I'll have to tell you, I had a team call last night with our upline person, Marla Anderson, out of Texas. And I shared with the group my own experience. I mean, I went to, as you've already said, to college, and I spent thousands and thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours jumping through the hoops and loops and passing tests and exams and finals and all those kinds of things, writing a dissertation, doing research. And, Raven, my first year teaching out of college as an assistant professor, I made $21,500.
Wow.
I made $30,000. And I'm just thinking, wow, what a ceiling. I could have worked for 30 more years and probably never made more than 50 or 60. So network marketing, I'm telling you people, wake up. It's the way to go. Find a company that feels like home. There's just a lot of them out there. But the model of network marketing, that is it. That's community at its finest.
I like the way you say that. Find a company that feels like home. Because you're going to be there for a while, huh?
That's right.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, again, thank you for coming and sharing from your heart. And we're going to go ahead and get started with our questions because this topic, you know, I'm loving it because it's got diva in it. So running with divas, the power of the pack. And we're going to find out exactly what that means. And let's start off talking about your 90-day run. Why do you do one? What is it, first of all, and why do you do one? Let's go into both of that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank my team members who participated on this 90-day run because without them, there certainly wouldn't be one to talk about tonight. I wouldn't be here. First of all, Nancy Rhodes, my friend and workout partner, she's the best. Ruth Ann Eaton and Galen Brinson, two of our finest team leaders here. Janice Hayes, Cheryl Murray, and Sissy Reeves, wonderful team members, rounded out the winner's circle, the winner's circle that did a 90-day run. All right, let me tell you.
Kudos.
Absolutely, they're great. I love the women out there. Divas, I love you. A 90-day run is a model I had actually seen in another networking marketing company, and I saw and heard of the huge success they had when they would utilize this particular model. So once I saw it, I knew I always wanted to do one, but I also knew that I wanted to do it with a team. I'm sort of a team person. I always like to create groups and form things, and so I knew I wanted to do one of these with a team. So once that happened this year when I got involved with this company that now feels like home to me and started having great success with growing other team members, I thought, this is the time. So what it is, it's a 90-day period of intense focus and activities. It's when you unschedule and reschedule anything possible to leave time for your business activities. And you know what? That may mean less or no TV. It may mean less or no shopping. It may mean eating out more, not cooking or not dusting or some of the other things that fill your time. It is when you lay out a plan of activities, some of which you personally develop and decide, and some are the team activities. It's truly when you step up your business activities big, big time. What it does is it creates a momentum unlike anything else, and it helps to put a foundation from which you can then build a very successful business. But let me say that it starts inside. Success or failure comes from within. So a great deal of the focus is on personal development.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's kind of like that quote I was reading from Ralph Marston. You know, you got to be persistent with it. You got to stay focused. Through the good and through the bad, right?
That's right.
Well, one thing I like what you were talking about is how important it is to be a team player. And do you find that when your people first come in that are not used to working with the team, do they have a difficult time jumping in with that 90-day run and being a team player?
Well, you know, people are people, and they take with them who they are into all of their activities. And so some people are more inclined toward shared team activities. And so those have a little bit easier time sharing and getting into the mix. And those that tend to be a little bit more like the lone diva, they might have a little bit more difficulty in the team mix activities. But it really has to do with their level of commitment, just whether they're going to break out of their comfort zones and do something a little bit differently.
Right, right. And then, of course, you know, being able to go out and duplicate what you're training them. And I guess here we are, you know, a lot of us are in the second part of our life enjoying the network marketing industry, and we're finally finding out why it was so important to follow directions in kindergarten, huh? We didn't know that we were going to have to master the art of duplicating and following directions, did we? They were setting us up for it. They didn't know it, and we didn't even know it. So would you say 90-day run is for everybody, Sheila?
No. A 90-day run, by its very nature, is only for those who are willing to do what it takes, and I will tell you, it takes a lot, and I'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay, well, you mentioned some ladies' names at the beginning, thanking them for you know, assisting you in making the Winner's Circle successful. How and why were the participants selected for your recent Winner's Circle 90-day run?
All right, the six divas that actually joined my winner circle, these women are very uncommon. They're winners, each and every one of them, and partly so because they see the big picture. They want more. Their dreams are bigger than they are. They love deeply, and they have a lot to give, and they know that this opportunity is it for them. And so in order to join the winner's circle, they actually had to possess certain qualities and commit to certain challenges. And so let me just tell you some of those qualities.
Yeah.
They had to be self-motivated. I mean, you can't drag anyone to the finish line, and you can't drag anyone across. So they had to have that inner stuff, and these women did. They had to be teachable. I mean, that's one of the founding principles of being successful in network marketing is to be teachable so that you can learn the simple duplicating process that you've mentioned already. They had to be team players, and they had to be dependable. They had to show up and be persistent, which you've already mentioned. Their commitments included, of course, a commitment to the 90-day laser focus on the business, to set their own goals, to work with a workout partner. I'm going to talk more about that one later because that's absolutely critical, and being accountable, and, of course, stretching beyond anything they've ever done. The principles that they had to abide by were these. And I love this quote, so I'm going to share it.
Okay. I love quotes. Go ahead.
Me too. I must be willing to do that which I don't want to do when I don't want to do it in order to do that which I want to do whenever I want to do it.
Ooh.
So these divas.
I like that. That's profound.
Yeah.
Short and sweet, but strong.
That's it. That's it. They knew that they had to make some sacrifices, and they did. And another fundamental principle is, and this, Raven, I think is where many of us fail in network marketing, it is that they have to treat their business as though they had invested the very last dollar and borrowed $500,000 more. I think one of the criticisms of network marketing is we often take it more like a hobby than something real, and we don't treat it that. And so members of this winner's circle had to adopt these particular principles. So this is how it unfolded. I held an introductory dinner back in late July of this year, and I invited all the new distributors of our North Georgia area to attend this. There were about 15 or 20 or so who received the invitation to attend. Raven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Six attended.
Six?
Six. So you see, Raven, those six showed up. Now, that's the start of any successful campaign, showing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people fail because they never show up.
So you got to show up. You can't be in the game and win the game. What did they say? You can't win the game if you're not in the game, huh?
That's right. So these women showed up. They were eager to hear about this incredible 90-day run.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I explained through a PowerPoint presentation that I'd put together what a 90-day run is, and I've already mentioned some of the facets of it. I talked about the sacrifices they'd have to make and the gains that they could expect. And at the conclusion, of course, I asked them to think about if they were prepared to make that commitment. And I was excited that without hesitation, each one of them said yes.
They were ready.
And I was just excited because I knew that I had this team and I was going to get to fulfill one of my dreams to do a 90-day run with people who had a similar passion that I did to make a difference in their lives and in each other's lives. It was wonderful. So over the course of the next few days, I put together the Winner's Circle Success Guide. It's a booklet, and I presented to each one of the six divas. In the guide were motivational concepts, quotes like I just read a moment ago, schedules, and the forms for them to use to create their own goals and their own game plan activities. We actually kicked off our Winner's Circle on August 1st with a teleseminar that I led, and our upline team leader, Marla Anderson, we love her, she's great. She was our motivational kickoff speaker for that teleseminar. Every Sunday evening, throughout the course of the 90 days, I held a teleseminar, and my six divas would get on, and I'd always start it off with a guided visual imagery about their whys,
mm-hmm.
and always end up with what next week's plans would be all about, keeping us focused going forward.
That's awesome, and it started with six. An army of six, and wow. It went wild after that. Now, you talked about attitudes, you talked about wealth and winning the mind and money game. How does that fit in?
Well, this particular concept actually comes from T. Harv Eker's work. He wrote a book called Millionaire Mind, and he's a phenomenal international personal development.
Oh, I love him.
Great. And so he talks about the attitudes and how we must focus on what we think and feel about money, our sense of worthiness, our sense of ease of acquiring money. And it's interesting how many of us don't feel like we deserve it. And so we've got to start on the inside. What is inside is the most critical. So that's where you start, and personal development has to be ongoing. There has to be change. And you know the definition of insanity, don't you, right? You can't keep doing what
you've been doing. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you keep getting what you've been getting. That's why I laugh, because I'm like, oh, yeah. I had to really post that in front of my computer and on my office walls for a long time, because I kept saying, why am I stuck in this rut? And it kept coming back to me, if you keep doing what you're doing year after year after year, you're going to keep getting the same thing year after year after year. So, yes, ma'am.
That's right. That's right. So I used those two concepts from his work, and actually those were part of what I put into their success guide, The Attitudes of Wealth, Winning the Mind Game. I printed it on gold paper. And The Attitudes of Wealth, Winning the Money Game, I printed it on green paper.
Green paper, okay.
Green paper. And the mind game included statements, affirmation statements, such as, I create my life. I create the exact amount of my financial success. I play the money game to win. And on and on,
those.
There's several others in there. And
speaking it in existence, right?
Excuse me?
Speaking it in existence, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know, we go from day to day, and we hear the masters and the mentors talk about how important it is to say affirmations, and you know, what we speak about will bring about, and what we think about will bring about. But still, we fall in that slump sometimes from a bad day, or we approach someone via the phone or internet or via the 3-foot rule, and they said something that discouraged us, and we give up, and then we start, you know, just not saying the right things are coming out our mouth. We're doubting ourselves. We're doubting our company. We're doubting everything. And we just have to keep on doing, again, going back to that quote at the beginning of the show, we just have to keep on being persistent, staying focused, and doing the thing to have the power is what I call it. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It starts in the mind, and that's what I loved about these two handouts,
mm-hmm.
that we would use them, and periodically I would ask my divas on the teleseminar, all right, now get your goal sheet out and let's say these together.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just share a couple of them from the money game part.
Okay, cool.
One of them says, I am an excellent money manager. I always pay myself first. I put money into my financial freedom fund every day, and so on and so on. And this is deals with money.
That's
and
good.
The interesting thing is that many of us don't pay ourselves first. We don't manage our money very well, and we therefore do not give that energy off to the universe that we're prepared to handle a big amount.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to set our own mind straight and let ourselves know that we're ready to handle massive, multiple streams of passive income. So that's what that attitude was
about. I like that. I like
that. Work on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Work on the inside. Well, this is some good stuff. You know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back, because I want to pick your brain about some of those key concepts that you used in your winner's circle. And this might be a time that our listeners might want to grab something to write with, because I got a feeling when they come back, they're going to really, really fill up a sheet of paper or two, don't you?
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be right back. You're listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and each week we are here. We was doing weekly, then we went to monthly because I had some medical things going on with my mom and had to take off some time. But now, thanks to PM Marketing Network Leads being our sponsors, we are back every single week. And speaking of leads, let me ask you, are you just plumb out of people to call? You know, you've been through your warm market and you're too tired to get off work and go back out there and sit around at Starbucks or go out there and bump into somebody and meet them for your business. Well, why not consider getting some leads? Yeah, and I know a real cool place, and they give you some real cool tools, too. And I'm talking about PM Marketing Network Leads. Yes, PM Marketing and Network Leads. And they've got lots and lots of training to show you how to work these leads. They have what they call a MLM Diva package, where you get 5,050 leads plus 5,000 for free. And it's only $119.95 for the whole package. 5,050 leads for $119.95. You get 5,000 free. You get the new cool tool everybody's talking about. I'm talking about the PM Notify, let you know who to call, when to call. Now, that's a cool tool, isn't it? You get a free leads management system, and you also get a free autoresponder. And you can go to networkleads.com or just go to our website, Mentoring From MLMDivasLive.com, and scroll down to the bottom. You'll see right over there where you subscribe, you'll see a little blue link that says Network Leads. That'll take you there. And you can, of course, get that MLM Diva package. 5,050 leads and 5,000 free. Wow, what a deal that is. Also want to remind the listeners that right after the show, we open up the line so that if you have a question or comment for the Diva, you can feel free to ask. And then we'll have our drawing, and someone is going to walk away with those 5,050 free leads today. So if you haven't already, make sure you rush on over to the website and register by going to mentoring from MLMDivasLive.com. Free leads, hey, that's part of PM Marketing Network Leads. This is a way of them giving back to the industry, and they're our awesome sponsors, so we definitely appreciate them. Back with more with Sheila W. Francis, our MLM Diva of choice. Right after this, want to go get your pens and papers, and if you haven't already, call your team and say, hey, you got to come listen to her. She's dynamite, and she definitely is. Back with more right after this.
Have you ever wanted your goals and dreams to instantly appear? Have you ever wanted just the feelings? A feeling that your emotions and that your vision were one? You can do that with a vision board, and I can help you. I'm Donald Wells, and I build vision boards. Give me a call, 619-436-9726. That's 619-436-9726. Talk to you soon.
Hi, and welcome from Vincent Mingles over at PM Marketing Network Leads. Just a real quick history, PM Marketing Network Leads, we've been in the lead generation business now for over 9 years, helping folks take their home-based businesses and network marketing companies to the next level. We produce our own leads. We do that both over the phone as well as through the Internet. We provide tons and tons and tons of training on how to work leads over the phone. We're proud to be sponsoring the Mentoring for MLM Divas show with Raven Davis. I'll tell you, you really got to plug into a lot of these different shows. You're going to find tons and tons of information, stuff that's going to throw a little click in your brain or a little light bulb that goes off and says, wow, that's different or that's cool or that's just another way to do it. So make sure you plug into as many calls as you possibly can with Mentoring for MLM Divas, because you're going to find a ton of information that's going to help you and your group take your business to the next level. Now, Raven at the end of the show is going to have a special drawing where we're going to be providing you some leads and some training and some systems for those who participate. We're always here to help. We produce leads over the phone. We produce them through the Internet and tons and tons and tons and tons of training. Let me give you my home office number just in case you have any questions about some of the things that you've heard. My direct office number is area code 631-589-5244. Once again, 631-589-5244. And if you want to take a look at us on the web, it's www.networkleads.com. So www.networkleads.com. Once again, thanks from PM Marketing Network Leads.
All right, everyone, we are back, and we're going to get into some real nitty and gritty stuff type, get down and dirty with it. How about that, Sheila?
Absolutely.
And give them something that they can take and put into action right away. You've already given some great tips, but we're going to squeeze some more out of you. That is for sure, because that's what being on the Diva Show is all about. You're in the hot seat, girl, and you're giving it all up. We definitely appreciate you. Before we get going in questions, I want to remind everyone that we have actually three shows that empowers and inspires women. Our main show is Women Power Talk Radio. And if you're a boomer woman or you know someone that's a boomer woman, you got to check out that show. I mean, we interview celebrities. We interview everyday women that go back to school at the age of 50. Oh, you just got to check out that show. Go to womenpower-radio.com. And then for the woman in business who means business that's not in network marketing, maybe she's in franchise or real estate or something like that, well, you can check out Amazing Women in Business. And all of our shows can be accessed right from womenpower-radio.com. Click on archives and you'll see three columns about the three shows, and you can just sit back, relax, and well, I get emails from everyone all over the world saying how they love listening to the different interviews, so we have been blessed for sure. And you can also podcast the MLM Diva Show and take us right along with you by going to mlmdivas.podomatic.com, and that way you can download us, take us with you. And you can listen to one of the divas mentor you, like a diva like Sheila W. Francis, how about that, as you're out there walking around looking for that great prospect to approach. Okay, well, we're going to get back with our sizzling hot interview with Sheila W. Francis. Okay, Sheila, inquiring minds wants to know, like me, what are some of the key concepts you use in your recent Winner's Circle 90-day run?
All right, we've kind of mentioned some of them, but I just want to say again, personal development being crucial. But goal setting, that's the map.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, you ain't going nowhere. So you got to get that put in place, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in specifics in a moment.
Oh, good.
Teamwork, very, very important. The dependability and teachability of the team members, but also having an active workout partnership, and that, too, I'm going to go into some detail in just a moment. But those are some of the key concepts, Raven.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, why do you emphasize having a workout partner? That one's kind of interesting. I mean, is it better to be a lone wolf or a member of the pack? I know the answer to that, but I'm going to throw that out there anyway.
All right. Well, I certainly believe that safety is in numbers. And having a workout partner is, in my opinion, your lifeblood to moving forward and being successful. Network marketing is a unique animal, as it were, and it's incredible. But the challenges can be overwhelming when you make a phone call and somebody says to you, "Take my name off that list."
Ah, I've had those before.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Or you're introducing your product and they say, "Oh, I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't have any money."
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you begin to feel beaten down. And so a workout partner is the person that can help in that particular area. A workout partner does not have to live near you, but it helps. This person can be your friend, but not necessarily. But absolutely, this person must help keep you focused on the business aspect of your relationship. And you need to check in with your workout partner every day.
So it's kind of like an accountability partner.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
Accountable
cool.
For mm-hmm. your activities to this person. In other words, report in and ask your workout partner never to give you any slack, to hold you to it. And your workout partner really does need to know something about you, and they need to know what your whys are. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later too, and what your game plan is. That's just kind of their way of helping you stay focused and how you're going to give a reward. I want to share one of my team members' comments about the value of workout partner, and this is Nancy's comments here that she sent to me. She said that she cannot overemphasize the importance of having a workout partner. It adds balance to your life with qualities that add to the business partnership, and together you accomplish so much more than if you were going it alone. This is her personally saying, I have been stretched, encouraged, and inspired by my workout partner, and I appreciate the way that we work so well together. We're miles ahead of where we would be if we had done this road alone. With a partnership, I believe that we're more creative and have courage to move out of our comfort zones and into the arena of success.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know what? That makes me think of what I believe Zig Ziglar used to say, if you help enough people get what they want, you get what you want. So that's kind of like what your workout partner is doing, you know. They're helping you, you know, reach your goals and be accountable, and you're helping them. So the turnout is both of you are going to get there.
Exactly.
How cool is that?
It can't get better.
It can't.
I absolutely love it.
Well, I like the idea of calling it a workout partner. I know I used to be with my team on the phone, and we would make calls because I'm known as a telephone diva, so I'll pick up the phone and cold call in a minute. But and they were kind of skittish about it, so I would have a conference call once a week, and everybody would get on there, and I would make a call, they would make a call. I would make a call, they would make a call, you know. And we would all, before the call, you know, we'd go ahead and announce how many people we were going to at least set up an appointment with, you know, to hold everybody's accountability. So I know how strong that is. And you do feel better. I mean, even if it's just you and one person and you're being accountable, like you say, you're being workout partners, or you're doing like I call ping pong, where you both decide, well, okay, we're going to spend this hour making a call, and you make a call, I make a call, you make a call, I make a call. And that way the hour went, and before you know it, you're into almost 2 hours, because it's a lot much more fun doing it together than being that person alone. You are so right.
Absolutely. I mean, I think being that lone person out there, you know, you're subject to get eaten up by the wolves of negativity and harshness. That workout partner can help soften that, and it's absolutely wonderful. It is.
Now, let's see, you have a 90-day launch schedule, right?
Yep, a 90-day launch schedule. And
what is that about?
As well.
Okay, tell us about that.
Okay, well, let me first talk about the 90-day game plan and why it's actually the important part.
Okay.
A game plan, it actually is your roadmap. It is what you lay out in terms of activities. It's very specific. In other words, it would look something like this. You would put down the number of new personal or local exposures per day that you're committing to, the number of follow-up calls per day you're going to do, the number of and which events you'll be attending, the number of private business receptions you'll hold, the number of long-distance packs you'll send out, the number of weekly business meetings you'll attend, the number of and which training calls you'll be on, the number of and which ads you'll run, and the number of personal emails you'll send, and what other things will you do. A map, a game plan has to be very specific, and it is that then that you work with your workout partner on and report back in terms of how you do that. You mentioned the 90-day launch schedule.
Mm-hmm.
In this winter circle activity, what we did is we did business expansion into our neighboring communities, and we did it with massive advertising, upscale, upbeat business presentations. We'd already done 3 prior to starting our 90-day run, so during the run we did 4 more. And the key reason that we did these launches was to help grow our businesses and help each other become qualified distributors in our company. And so with our 90-day game plan, the launches being part of that, we kicked out. We kicked butt.
Y'all kicked butt?
That's it. We had a great time. It was wonderful.
Well, I really like this information you're giving us. You just said a lot of great things, and I'm afraid that some people may have missed it. So let's go back through that 90-day game plan again. Can you go ahead and list that again and kind of describe? A lot of people are not into computers, so tell me, is someone going to have to, you know, spend a couple of days developing a plan? Can you kind of visualize that a little bit for us, help us visualize that a little bit?
Well, actually, it was one of the forms that I created, and it was a one-sheet form that was included in the success guides I gave out.
Okay.
And it's as simple as one line, and it's got a blank spot there, and you fill in the blank. How
okay.
many personal local exposures per day are you going to commit to?
Period. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How many follow-up calls per day are you going to commit to? How many long-distance packs, CDs, or whatever it is that your particular company does, are you going to send out? How many business meetings will you attend? This is the map, and it's also that which you refer back to. It's that which keeps you focused going forward. And so it's truly more simple than one would think. It's simply a map. You
wow.
lay it out there. You say what it is you're going to do
okay.
in very specific terms.
Okay. So now they have this, and this is the same thing that they're using with their workout partner as well, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So both of them are just kind of keeping track of what they do. And then
right.
when they call each other, are they checking with each other once a day, twice a day, and saying, did you do this? Or like you said, I guess earlier, they're doing it together. Or mm-hmm. kind of explain that a little bit more, if you could.
Well, each workout partnership team, and they met with one another according to how they set it up. That was one of their
okay.
goals.
Okay, whether it's in person or over the phone, I got you.
Right,
okay.
right. Now, my workout partner, who incidentally was Nancy, she and I, we talked numerous times a day and went out in the public many times. And so what we typically did at the end of each 30-day period, we would sit down with this roadmap, as it were, this 90-day game plan,
mm-hmm.
and we would say, all right, this is what we committed to. How much of that did we do?
Ah.
And so it allowed us to kind of assess our progress along the way, and we could say, oh, well, we didn't do as many of these as we thought. Maybe that's not realistic. We're not going to be able to do that many. Or maybe we did a lot more of this than we thought that we could do. That was easier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we use that, is
okay.
to kind of guide us along.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, a lot of people are visual people, and so I just want to really paint a good picture on them because, again, this show is all about them, not just hearing all the good stuff that you divas come and share from your heart and give us, but we want them to take this and put it into action, right? Because I know, I always tell the ladies that listen to this show, I know they want to go get that pen. They got their dress picked out, their shoes picked out. Only thing missing is the pen and the money to go along with it.
That's right.
So hopefully by getting your tips today, they can put it in action because that 90-day game plan is something that is important because it's going to help them get their get on that stage, walk across that stage, get that pen, get to the next level in their income and grow an organization faster rather than slower by following this 90-day process, right?
Exactly. It's a kickstart.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is, Raven, a kickstart.
Mm-hmm. Now, the launch schedule. So you got with your team, and you're six, and you guys, is this the same thing, or is it totally
yes.
different? Okay, so you got with your six
yes.
people, and you chose a date that you wanted to launch this, or you already had that in mind? Or
I set the launch schedule and identified neighboring cities, and then I asked my Diva winners
mm-hmm.
to select amongst those which ones they would like to sponsor.
Okay.
And by allowing them to sponsor it, then they, in essence, could reap the benefits of any walk-in traffic that came to the meeting and chose to become part of our business organization.
Oh,
so that was the value in it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all of us were allowed to invite our own personal guests, and if our personal guests chose to join the business, then those, of course, were our own new distributors. So it was a win-win situation, however you looked at it.
Oh, it sure was.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, now, was any of these people that, of the six, were any of them, like, brand new in the industry, or were they all
yes.
pretty much vets in the industry?
Well, I would say that we had a mix. We had a couple of three of them who've done several other networking companies over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of them who maybe had never really done much at all in networking but had been in business. Some came out of social services. One in particular spent many years in social services. So we were kind of a mix.
Kind of a mix, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is really good stuff. We're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to come back. I got a couple more questions, and we appreciate you being here. Wow. I'm ready to get into action. I'm ready to just end this show right now and get my six people. I encourage everybody to take advantage of this. No, 90-day game plans, I'm a big believer of that. They make a difference. And when you look back at it, you don't even realize that it's been 90 days, do you?
That's right. It went fast.
Mm-hmm. And then with workout partners and doing it together, you know, it's just so much more fun. Absolutely. All right. Well, you are listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. My name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and our MLM Diva of choice is none other than Sheila W. Francis. And Sheila is talking about running with divas, the power of the pack. And she just described that, and her six divas and how they it got their winner's circle 90-day run and the launch of it. We learned about how important it is to have workout partners, being a team, and getting that 90-day game plan out there, putting it into action, having your workout partner so you can be accountable for it. Accountability played a huge part. Isn't that right?
Absolutely did.
Okay, we'll be right back right after this. Mentoring for MLM Divas Live each week. Catch us. We're going to take a break around the holiday, but for the next 3 weeks, or next 2 weeks for sure, we have Divas planned, so you want to make sure that you plug into us and go ahead and subscribe to our WPR News, where we send out one announcement one time a week, usually on Wednesday, so that you can know who's going to be featured on all three of our shows, and that way you'll know when this show is going to be posted so you can listen to it over and over again and get all these golden nuggets that Sheila has definitely given us out today. Also want to remind the live audience that right after the show we are going to have our Q&A for the Diva. So if you have any questions for Sheila or any comments, you can hang around and be sure and when we open up the lines, go ahead and ask your question to the Diva. But then right after that, we're going to have our drawing, and someone is going to walk away with 5,050 free leads, a free lead management system. And I love that leads management system. It's so simple. And the PM Notify, which is the new cool tool everyone talks about, lets you know who to call, when to call, and also a free autoresponder. All that just by listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live and being part of our live audience. Thanks to PM Marketing Network Leads, our awesome sponsors. Back with more from Sheila right after this.
Hi, this is Bill Hyman, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Network Marketer's Soul. We are pleased to announce the release of this historic book. Whether you're in MLM, direct sales, or network marketing, you'll want to read and share this with your team members and friends. Listen to what T. Harv Eker, author of the New York Times bestseller, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, said about the book. And I quote, Chicken Soup for the Network Marketer's Soul shows the world the human side of this multi-billion dollar industry through the wonderful true stories of a human triumph over adversity and how an industry can help average people do incredibly above average things. End quote. We invite you to check out the website at www.mlmsoul.com and take advantage of the MLM Divas special. Simply put MLM Divas in all caps in the customer code upon checkout to receive a 15% discount on any amount of books ordered. What a great holiday gift for your team to help inspire, motivate, and encourage them in their quest for success. The promotion is for a limited time, so please act now. That's www.mlmsoul.com, mlmsoul.com. And now back to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live with your host, Raven Blair Davis.
Thank you. are getting close to the end of our show, and we're going to wrap up. Got a few more questions for Sheila, and then we're going to have our drawing and our Q&A. But I also want to talk to you just a minute about advertising your business, because we put together a holiday special for the MLM Divas. So here it is. Get your pencils and write it down. You can get 3 commercials right now for only $125, and that's 3 60-second commercials and a banner that will be aired on our Women Power Talk radio show, Amazing Women in Business show. So make sure, if you want to advertise your business, both the product as well as the business portion of it, consider advertising on our shows, because we have listeners all over the world. And if you want to build your business and build it big, and if you want to build your customer base, which is all about, we can't forget the customers, then this is a great opportunity. So that's our special. Hope you take advantage of it. If you want to find out more, email me at Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at women, W-O-M-E-N, power, P-O-W-E-R, hyphen radio.com. They're filling up fast, so if you want to take advantage of it, email me as soon as possible. Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at women, W-O-M-E-N, power, P-O-W-E-R, hyphen radio.com. Okay, wow, Sheila, I just can't wait to go back and listen to all this stuff that you've given us, because you have shared from your heart today. I appreciate you, girl.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Raven. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you, should you teach new distributors to become recruiters or sponsors? And if so, why?
Well, Raven, that kind of depends on your goal. If you're wanting to make some rapid growth in terms of numbers, mm-hmm. recruiting is the way to go. Mm-hmm. There's a hazard in that, and that is recruiters often focus a little bit like fishing. They reach in there and fish and grab it and throw it on the bank, and reach in there and fish and grab it and throw it on the bank. And they're generally less focused on the issues of retention. And the issues of training, and that's very critical. So if you're going to focus on the recruiting, then you want to make sure somebody is set up to help plug in the new people. Generally speaking, though, I'd say that network marketing, being a people business, mm-hmm. thriving on relationships, teaching people to really sponsor and work with them, like you said earlier, mm-hmm. teach them the duplicating aspects of the business, being there with them, keeping that personal connection. I tend to lean more on that, so that's my favorite response, but I know that there is a time and place to do heavy recruiting.
Right. Now, for the new people, just your description of recruiters and your description of sponsors.
A recruiter is someone who is interested in increasing numbers rapidly. They want to enroll as many new distributors as they possibly can, and they're not focused too much on, well, not focused on training. They're just focused on getting them in the system.
Yeah, get them in and move them out. Okay.
Whereas a sponsor is someone who gets them in, mm-hmm. but also works with them to get them trained, hoping they'll stay in the system longer.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you want. That's definitely what you want. Because I've been with people that are, oh, man, I've had them in my organization before, and I've seen people in other people's organizations. They are master recruiters. They can get them in, but every time we turn around, they're getting them in again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have a hard time retaining them. And you know, I think that's sad, because that's, and to me, in a way, that's how network marketing kind of gets a bad, bad little, what do I want to say? People start having a bad taste in their mouth about it, because right. they see so many people that get in, and they're in for 30 days or 90 days, maybe 120 days at the most, or even less than that, and then they're gone. They didn't get the training and stuff. So let's talk about that. How important is training? I mean, really training your team. And, you know, because so many people will just be the nicest and sweetest sponsors getting them in, but then you hear stories of, but once I got in and I paid my money, then I couldn't get their attention. Can you share your thoughts on that a little bit with us?
Well, it is a problem in the industry, and it's, and again, it's a hazard that we need to avoid. One of the things that we've begun doing with our team up here is focusing on customer and distributor retention and having dialogue about it, having teleseminars about it where we talk and get some input from our distributors. And what do you need? What do you need? In other words, often even in the emails I send out to my people, I will say, when they're new in particular, how can I help you to succeed? I want them to know that I'm there. I want to plug them into the system, not to me, but at first they're plugged in a little bit to me, but I want to plug them into the system and be there to help transition them. I want to be there to help them, for example, three-way in on maybe their first call and the national team call, and I want to introduce them to the other people, to the upline people, to the other members on the team and those kinds of things. So that's kind of one of the things that we focus on up here is helping everyone feel like they belong.
Oh, and that is so important. That is so important. And so, and then afterwards you get, you know, getting people into the 90-day game plan and different teleseminars and all the training. That's just so important, especially if they're new or if they've had a bad experience in the past. They really want someone to really show them how to do it. They want to be successful. I think most people that get in network marketing, they really are serious when they say that they want to be successful. They want to stop working their job. They want to bring their husband or their daughter or their wife home or get their kids in college. And, but they give up so quickly because a lot of times, you know, either they're not duplicatable, they can't duplicate the system, or the system can be so frustrating, or either the sponsor is more of a recruiter than a sponsor. So thank you for bringing that up. I think that was very important, so I wanted to stay on that subject a little while.
Sure.
Now, let's go ahead because, wow, time is really, really moving fast. I could just talk to you all day. This is really interesting. You're giving us some great, great insights. But what is the single most important thing a team leader must focus her team on, do you feel? And be honest, we can take it.
Yeah, absolutely. You actually just said it, Raven. You just said it.
Okay.
And that is why. The why that she or he is doing the business. It does not matter how great the product is nor how great the compensation plan is. Every individual must have whys that are bigger than they are, goals and dreams bigger than they are, because it's those whys that will help them when things get rough. And so helping people remember to dream and to believe one more time that they can succeed, that they can have their dreams fulfilled, that somebody cares enough about them to help them dream, that, Raven, in my opinion, is the single most important thing a team leader can do.
Oh, wow, that's cool. I like that. I like that. Well, if you could pick two or three things, and I'm going to let you bring your point because I can tell that there's something else that you want to say on that. In fact, we'll go to that first. Go ahead and finish your statement. And then after that, if you could go ahead and share with us maybe two or three things that you think is important to be authentic in building a relationship in this business.
Okay. Let me share with you comments from one of my Diva winners.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Cheryl, and this is about the whys and the dreams. But she said that you taught us how to never give up. If you want it bad enough, keep reaching for it. You encourage us to think we and not me. The importance of caring and being supportive of one another. A tight team. You helped me to start dreaming again. I do not have to be satisfied or accept where I am in life. I can have more, regardless of what that more is. How one kind word of encouragement can go a long, long way.
Ooh,
we can be successful, but we can be more successful when we take our team with us on this journey. That was from Cheryl. And so that, I think it's about heart, Raven. I really do. I love the saying, I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care.
That's an oldie but a goodie for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Very profound, very, very profound. So being authentic and being an authentic sponsor or building a authentic relationship in your business means what to you?
Well, it means being, first of all, available. It means acknowledging that I'm learning along with you. I don't have all the answers, but by golly, I will stand beside you, behind you, and support you, and we will get the answers. And if there are difficulties, you don't have to face it alone. That's what it means to me.
Mm-hmm. I like
it
that.
It means walking out in the world holding hands.
I like that. That you don't have to run at it alone. You know, you're in the business by yourself, you know, for yourself, but not by yourself. You know, other people used to say that all the time. And that's something that people say real lightly, but there's a lot of meaning to that. You know, it really is when you really say it and think about it, you know. That is so comforting for someone to know. And we all say that, you know, when we're wanting to get someone in the business. I just want to tell the people that's listening to the show live and that'll be listening to the show once it's posted next week is really think about that when you bring someone in the business. Don't just tell them that they're in the business for themselves, but they're not by themselves unless you really mean it, because I truly believe people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. They want to believe that it's real, and that's our job as leaders, is to be real, to let them see that we're real, to be there, to set the example and lead the way.
Set the example and lead the way. Well,
yep.
I appreciate you. Our time has run out, and you have really given us a lot, I mean a lot, of information that we can actually take into and start putting into action. I got one more question for you before we close the show. But before I ask you that question, final comments on this subject tonight.
Oh, you want my final comments before the question?
Final comments that you want to share, any insider secrets, any other tip or anything that you want to share. And then I have one final question for you after that.
I think the most important thing really is to be real, to be there, and to let people know that you care, and to set that example. I don't think there's anything better than being real and setting an example and being available to the people that you've sponsored into the organization.
Keeping it real.
That's it.
Keeping it real, and go ahead and launch that 90-day run, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of your 90-day run and your winner's circle, I know everybody's eager to hear. We mentioned that you got the winner's circle and why you got it and did the 90-day run, but you didn't let us know about the total outcome of it. So what was your results? Tell us. We want to know. We're sitting at the edge of our seat.
We launched it on August 1st and ended it on October 31st. And just let me tell you real quickly, because I know our time's about out, I'm going to hit it hard. Everyone's organizational numbers increased. Everyone became qualified distributors. Everyone received her company issued commission debit card and earned money. Our team website was visited over 1,000 times. Our audio recordings on our team website were clicked on over 400 times. We held 27 teleseminars, with most of those now available in replay. We held 4 area launches. We held weekly meetings in area communities. We handed out hundreds of brochures, business cards, advertised in area newspapers, patched our cars with magnetic signs and ourselves with our little pink buttons, bought leads, joined the Chamber of Commerce, attending networking meetings, fall festivals, countless one-on-ones, and we rode in the Jasper's July 4th and Marvel Festival parades with our patches. We have distributors in several states across the country. We developed a pipeline of contacts waiting for follow-up. Research shows it takes 7 to 8 times before they'll finally join. 4 out of 7 winners actually attended our Dallas convention at the end of October. We positively positioned ourselves with our upline and our company leaders. Now let me tell you what my personal results were, Raven. My overall organization increased in distributors by 222%. The number of qualified distributors in my organization increased 333%. My number of personally enrolled basic level distributors increased 80%. My frontline distributors increased 20%. And my income increased 92%.
That is dynamic! Woohoo! Woo! All right. You go, girl. Now, I know after all that, everybody's going to want to launch another. If you've done it in the past, it's not going to hurt you to do it again, right?
That's absolutely true. I mean, we just set a foundation. We didn't reach the highest of our goals. We've got a long ways to go, but we put a great foundation in place right now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. Well, you go, girl. Congrats to you and your team.
Thank you.
You've done a wonderful job. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for coming on Mentoring from MLM Divas Live and sharing with us. And, hey, we will have you back. You know, we generally have a panel of divas, and I definitely will make sure that I have your name written down for when we bring back the panel of divas, okay? Well, thank you again. All righty.
You're welcome.
Hold on, because we're going to open up the line so that the audience can ask you a question, okay, right after the show. So just hold on a little bit longer. You've been listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. This has been a dynamic interview. I urge you to listen to this over and over again. Get your team to listen to it. Write down the notes. Sheila has done a phenomenal job today talking about running with divas, the power of the pack, and she shared so much information about her 90-day game plan, why, how it worked, the outcome of it. I tell you, I am inspired, and I hope you have been inspired too, and that you will share this with your team. You can go to our website, women, womenpower-radio.com, and you can click on archives and enjoy Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. We have 30 or something interviews from previous divas, and you can also click on the link that'll take you to our podcast with even more. And Women Power for the Boomer Women, going for your dreams and visions. Life is just beginning at the age of 40, so make sure you plug into that show. We have Thelma from Good Times. You remember Thelma? Sheila?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernadette Stannis from Good Times. You know, shut up, JJ. She's going to be on Women Power the week after next, so that's going to be a two-part interview that you're not going to want to miss. And also, check out Amazing Women in Business. We interviewed Les Brown's daughter, Ona Brown, and she talked about if you plan on being a speaker, she teaches you how to speak with success. So as much as I've been messing up today, I guess I need to go listen to that. So make sure you check that out, too. This has been great. We look forward to you joining us next week with another MLM Diva of Choice. We're going to open up the lines and close off our show to the listening audience and then have our drawing. Thanks to PM Marketing Network Leads, somebody's going to walk away with 5,050 free leads. Don't forget, if you're interested in advertising, send me an email, raven@womenpower-radio.com. We'll see you next week. Until then, remember, if you're going to be thinking, hey, why not think big? In fact, hey, why not think like a diva? Much success to you and much, much, much prosperity. We'll see you next week.